Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Alrighty, here we go. 7:44, 16 till 8. Today is National Cake Day. I'm Tommy Target. This is WWL, by the way, and I'm asking you to text in what's your favorite cake. Just a little lighter subject, but when it comes to what we're about to talk about, it would seem as though Tulane wants to have its cake and eat it too. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's talk about this Wisner Trust for People and what's going on with Tulane and the Council for People that don't know. I guess we need to give a little bit of background on the legal history of this Wisner Trust and how it got to this point.
Sure. So the Wisner Trust was created by Edward Wisner in 1914 for the benefit of the city of New Orleans, include lands in the greater New Orleans metropolitan area. And the sort of the crown jewel now is Port Fouchon, which obviously works on oil and gas and helps produce that here in the nation, not just for Louisiana. And the trust had these income beneficiaries, people who were supposed to get certain amounts of money from the revenue that was generated each year, including LSU, Tulane, Salvation Army, the city, and then later the Wisner heirs. But at all times, the trust was set to expire 100 years from the time it was created in 2014. About a few years after 2014, I can't remember if it was 15 or 16, then Mayor Landrieu filed a suit to say that the trust had expired and to make sure that those trust assets would remain with the city. The courts have ruled that the trust is over with. But it sounds like the trust continued for a couple of years after that operating, even though it shouldn't have been. And then in 2020, Mayor Cantrell signed a ratification agreement extending the trust. And our view has always been that that trust ratification was an absolute nullity, which means it just has no force of law. And the simplest way I can explain it is when a trust is dead, it is like a person. It is dead. It cannot be revived. It cannot be resuscitated. Nothing can be done to bring it back. And the mayor, in signing that, also violated the law by not including the council who's responsible for disposing of a movable property like is the trust assets here. So the council had to wind up suing the trust, the heirs, Tulane, LSU, et cetera. And we've had a series of legal fights over the last couple of years on the margins, including whether or not the council was a legal entity and our ability to stop the sort of the revenues from being distributed because we thought the trust has expired. So we now have a court date in September 2025 for finally having a hearing or trial on this matter. The parties are going to hash all this out in motion practice over the next couple of months. The city still has not really said what its position is relative to everything overall, but the council is going to file, has filed one motion that says the 2020 agreement is null and void and the trust can't be relied on, and all the parties are going to fight about who actually owns this property. The heirs claim that they have an ownership interest now. The council says absolutely not. That's not the case at all. And with regards to Tulane and LSU, I think the council's view has always been, we understand that we're going to continue to do business together. We want to do business together. There's this big charity project that's in the city. We want to support the charity project. We understand its importance. In fact, the council allocated $10 million in this last budget cycle in order to help with the housing side of this. But at the same time, the council has now passed an ordinance saying we're not going to give economic development money to anybody who's adverse to us in the Wisner litigation, because our feeling is the trust is over, it's expired, it's over with, and yet the people who are the defendants, including Tulane and LSU, keep on fighting us on every step of the way. And our view is we need to have the Wisner litigation resolved with those parties before we can talk about giving them more money. And just very simply, this is the way I feel about it. I've learned in government, when people say they want to be your partner, that frequently means do what we want and stop telling me what to do. And that's not the way I view a partnership. The way I view a partnership is you're trying to do business together and making sure you're as equal as humanly possible. And so in this instance, we feel like if you want to pursue the lawsuit, you can go ahead and keep on doing that. But it's really hard for us to say at the other end, we're going to give you money for this economic development project, while at the same time, we're embroiled in this litigation that frankly should not have stretched out this long, should not have taken so much time, money, effort, and that we really ought to be focused on the bigger prize, which is charity. And so our hope is you hear us loud and clear and you're ready to negotiate in good faith, which has not happened as much as we would like to have seen over the last couple of years.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. One of my favorite movies is Dr. Strangelove, and Slim Pickens has a line now, and he says, it's been the one world's fair, a picnic and a rodeo, and that's the stupidest thing he's ever heard. And this seems to me a similar situation. It should have been taken care of back in 2014, I think it was, right, when the trust expired. It was a 2016. Then you had Mayor Landrieu passively letting it continue. Then you got Mayor Cantrell actively making a whatever it seems like a backroom deal. Has she ever spoken out about why she did this?
No.
And as a result, God knows how much money is involved here with the litigation, not to mention somebody wants to know how much money is involved with this trust. We'll talk about that when we come back with Joe Geruso, also about the charity project. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Joe, you looking forward to Thanksgiving weekend? Just maybe take 4 days and unplug?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, love spending time with the family and eating.
Thank God almighty. Somebody texted and said, how much money is involved with this trust, Joe?
Yeah, it's between $110 and $175 million. So it is real money.
This is cumulative or per year?
That is the total amount that the trust is worth. I think they've dispersed in the revenue per year between $7 and $13 million, just depending on what the price of oil has been.
And so with that money that the city should have gotten for all of those years, that's a considerable amount of money. You'd think there'd be some interest on that as well?
Well, yeah, there would be interest on that, and we have dispersed these funds to Tulane, LSU, the heirs. And remember last time I was on the air with you, we talked about how this is mailbox money. People want to know that it's coming regularly. And look, one of the things we've done is amended our lawsuit to say if we are the owners, which we truly believe that we are, and we think the law supports our position, then we're going to seek to get back, to be reimbursed, disgorge all of those funds that have been paid for as long as we possibly can. And to your point, I don't understand, as we look at this charity project, why the bigger actors in this, in our view, are being penny wise and pound foolish.
That's what it seems like.
Because the money that they get, their percentages are very low in all of this. The money that they get each year is really not that much, but the money that they need for charity is a big deal. And they need money both from the city and the state to make the deal work. The state is not going to give them money if the city doesn't give them money. And we have repeatedly said to them, we want to negotiate. We want to be work with you in good faith to try and get all of this ironed out. But if you want 120 cents on the dollar, it's going to be hard for us to do a deal.
Yeah, let me get to this real quick. And, Joe, we only have 60 seconds, but somebody wants to know the city believes out of why does the city believe that out of all of the beneficiaries of the former trust, they're the ones that's entitled to the property now that the trust is over? But that's the way the trust was set up, correct?
That's 100% how the trust was set up way back in 1914, and everybody has acted like that until the trust was expiring.
And LaToya Cantrell decided to go into an agreement to extend it.
Correct. And for in perpetuity, which does not exist.
That's crazy. Thank you, Joe. Have a nice Thanksgiving, all right?
Same to you, Tommy.
Unplug,
take care.
Get away from all that stuff. We come back, we're going to talk to Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney, about the French Quarter shooting. Who was out of jail? Who was on an ankle monitor? Is it the judge? Is it Rafael Goyeneche, Metropolitan Crime Commission, saying that the deal should never have been struck in the first place? So we'll address all of that with Jason Williams, DA, when we come back on WWL.